He looked at each individual's certain disposition and their individual aspirations and then he taught according to them individually. It wasn't like he had like one way of teaching that he taught to everyone. Okay. And then instead of that, then the way he approached it was to a few people he saw were appropriate to teach give these teachings at the advanced level or whatever the highest level of teaching, and he would teach them about reorienting their minds to think of others and rather than themselves. And those teachings were appropriate for that, sort of small group. And then there were those who he could teach about, liberation and overcoming their hostility and the bias of their hostility and their attachment and having a kind of impartial attitude. Then it could, and then so there was a bit larger group, and he taught them the Four Noble Truths, okay? And then there was another larger group that he taught, to avoid harmful actions and do what you can to be helpful to others. And so then he had these three levels of teaching, and then people felt that there was, that these teachings are for this highest level of student, right? Well, those weren't actually Buddha's word, because it's just a few people. And so, like when the teachings of the Prajnaparamita, the wisdom sutras, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras came out, then a lot of people say, that's not what the Buddha taught. And so then it was just sort of like, it got a lot of people said that that wasn't the Buddhist teaching at all, right? And the actual teachings were the Four Noble Truths and doing virtue and avoiding sin and harm to others. And these weren't the Buddhist teachings because it was a smaller group, so the Mahayana teachings then had that kind of reputation from the beginning. How is it then we can understand how the Buddha taught? We can think of it as like a physician, okay? Because a doctor can't give like one medicine for everyone, okay? That is no way to cure the individual illnesses of every being. And so then a doctor has to give individual medicine, in order to help. That's the skilled doctor. It doesn't just give one medicine. I think and there's like 108 volumes of the Buddha's word that we have in our canon. And some people feel, oh, why isn't it just all getting, why isn't it all just combined into one thing? But that's the reason why, because the Buddha didn't teach in that way.
Oh, yeah. Tā sāng jē chōm dēn dēgē kō chū sōng nē, anī ngiān dē tō sō lō chū sōng rō, anī tēn bē tē rōb tūñ sīng rōb, chī kē chī lō tsō rōb chī mā tē chē, chī bāng chē yōng gyō rā. Anī tē nē mā rō nē sāng jē ngiāng ngē lēn dē nē mō shī bjā chē lē sō nā, anī gōmbō lō chū tē pē gī yō rā, tē kwa chēn bē shē chī ngē dō yō gōmbā dē ngē. Tē nē mā rō nē nē, lo tuñ yá su ni pa bo tuñ mi pe kia wara. Dini maa che, ane san je kiang sen da wadro kia ka kia pa che. Dini maa dro ni pe li ya, ken si shiwa tsu da kama la shi la so pa, kia ka ne pa pe che. Ko kyu la pa maa shiwa che, nima nyam su lan ye ti ko, tru ma ye ri che che,
After the Buddha's time, when the Buddha passed away, there was the followers, mainly at that time, were known as Shravakas, which are, we can translate that as listeners or hearers, and they sort of condensed the teachings into like seven different treatises, and then maybe I forget exactly, but was it 400 years or 400 years? I think after that then Nagarjuna came out, was born, and taught the teachings of the Mahayana, and then he was followed by maybe 700 years I think 700 years after the Buddha's time was Asanga, Nagarjuna did was he basically clarified these teachings of what we were talking about before, the perfection of wisdom sutras, in the Mahayana, and that was taught within those. And then then he was followed by 300 years later by Asanga, and then following Asanga, there were many great beings, we can say, many great masters, maybe, and particularly Buddhapalita and so forth, shortly around that time, then the teachings were passed or transmitted to Tibet. And the great teachers at that time were like Shantarakshita and Kamala Shila, these great Indian teachers that brought the teachings into Tibet, the Buddha's teachings into Tibet. But after their time, a little bit later, Atisha was a great Indian master who came to Tibet. And he wrote a text called Lamp for the Path, okay? And the Lamp for the Path then is basically laid out what is known as the Lamrim teachings, or the Stages of the Path teachings. There was, after that time, then there were a person named Jay Tsongkhapa came to Tibet. I mean, was born in Tibet. He's a Tibetan.
Tsongkhapa de lotu gyatsingil, tandele lotu gyatsingil.
Oh, it's about 600 years ago. He was born in Tibet, and he then expanded on this Lamp for the Path of Atisha and wrote the great treatise on the Stages of the Path, there's the middling treatise and the small treatise on the, it's a medium treatise maybe, the medium treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, and then the small treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. So then this one that we're talking about now, known as the Foundation of All Excellence, the text you have the handout for, that was a very condensed form of the of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment.
Ani bhegi lama tisu kanka nyamsu lani toba chule ke ribe chub kung tabu yinba xie di nyamsu lani susu lu toba yinba ke yichi ani chige chile maa xie xie yunga yinsa kare
oya de. So we have to feel then that this teaching comes from the Buddha down to us in a unbroken lineage where the Buddha's teachings were passed on to these two great, they're called the openers of the chariot way, we can say, the Asanga and Nagarjuna in India, and then through them, through the other great masters in India, and to the great masters in Tibet, where they would take these teachings and submit them to reasoned analysis and come up with a clear understanding of them and then put them into practice so that they transform themselves and reach high states of knowledge based on these teachings and then they would transmit them to others. And these teachings were transmitted through such beings down to our time, where we have these, this foundation of all excellence. I don't know if I get one of the handouts. Thanks. I got one.
Zababe chawasigdwa, dati jibba chi shemgo chirwa. E di chediliya ko chwe di chawasigdwa. Chwe di ko tamba parma chirwa tatabri di nima chir. Chwa nide dembe chwe le nyeshe chitar chawe chusigdwa. Ta chwe shenge diliya ko lama di yabuch kogyora. Kari keju kande kurusini ta keju sumdachi. Sini tuwa shiwa, nir shiwa, yundiyan laba chunche lungi chusigdwa. Rang sim.
So then the teachers then usually when we talk about these stages of the path, we call it the Lam Rim stages of the path, we use that word. You have to have somebody who's a knowledgeable teacher, okay? And so then there's a... there's a custom of easily shut down. What were you saying? Then, so then usually we talk about the greatness of the teacher, you know, or the, and then the greatness of the teaching, various qualities that the teacher has to have. We don't have to go into great details here, but there's being basically the teacher himself should be very never great calm or pacified, or you know, the mind should be very quiet. What is it? Subdued. We use different words: calm, pacified, subdued kind of person. And then there's various degrees of that, thoroughly pacified and completely pacified. And these indicate that person is a practitioner of what we call the three trainings, the training in ethical discipline, training in meditation, and the training in wisdom. And so then the person should have that, and then also the person should have a real sense of caring for others. And so this is an important quality of the teacher as well, having a genuine sense of concern for others. In addition to that, then the it said that the teaching should the teacher should have also good followers, or good students, or good disciples, we can say. And so then they shouldn't, they should be very, there's a passage in the teaching say that they shouldn't be like poisonous snakes. So they should be good disciples as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's also important that the listener be the person who's receiving the teachings. It should have certain qualities. Like we've mentioned before, we've been talking about this, and it's given in the 400 verses by Aryadeva. There's three qualities of the student, and the most important quality is this quality of non-partisanship, to basically means that you have to have like an unbiased perspective that's it's almost like curiosity, or you know, just wants to know how is that, and you know, wants to know and figures it out for you, figure it out for yourself. It's not appropriate to, oh, this is the teaching of Nagarjuna, so it must be true, or this is the, you know, the teaching of the Buddha, so it must be true. The Buddha taught not to approach his teaching in that way, but to investigate and analyze for yourself how it is. And so this quality of a sort of unbiased investigation is very important for the student. And otherwise, if you just, you won't be able to understand how that thing actually is if you sort of make a decision right from the beginning. Well, it must be true because the Buddha taught it. You know, you won't be able to ever decide for yourself how it is. You know, so then it's good to have another quality of the student is to have a good intelligence to be able to distinguish what's right and what's a good teaching, what's a bad teaching, and so forth. And then finally, also to really have a sincere interest, you should be, you know, really interested in learning the teachings.
So so cheba chena. So so shira de pendu yora. Mi ji chi la bu de imbere sam na ne ko so so shira pelgi marwa.
Na de.
De den da li ako cheba chi so yora.
Na. The reason the Buddha said that you have to analyze his teaching is because if you analyze the teaching, you're going to improve your intelligence. If you just sort of say, "Whoa, must be true." The Buddha said, "There's no avenue there for improving your intelligence at all."
So so samlo tan so so lo la kar ka ba tu na ti ki bu chungu ye na ding na kar ye na ta me ye na da ye na ti so so nyam so la ne pen do che yo yo ra
so you have to analyze, you know, what is it that you know, you have to decide for yourself, you know, through your own analysis, and then when you can see, and the Buddha was saying that through this analysis, when you develop some understanding, then you can have some genuine belief or faith, however you want to think. You can't have the faith from the beginning. So then, We have to look at all the different teachings, what the different levels of, you know, the, what did we say, the beginning level, the intermediate level, and the highest level of the teachings, and then decide, you know, for yourself what is good, you know, to you, and then you can, you know, you can practice that teaching, you know. Natalie Dandan or Consul
Labgede. Oh, yeah, Tandish. Good. Tandish.
Okay, so that's the end of the class. Diane and Natalie, I have one. We were just, Geshe-la was sort of summing it up with a verse, but I don't have that, you know, memorized. So then you can say it in the beginning of your discussion. I can show you where it is. You know, monks, you know, take my teachings and analyze them, right?
Like but gold.
Yeah, like gold and so forth. But I don't see the book around that has that in it. I could find it easily. But anyway, that would be a good verse to keep in mind at this point. Okay. So that then it should say Sumba then.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sumba Sogra.
Answer, and we'll write it down for Geshe Logan.
No, you can just give it to everybody that time. Just, yeah.
This one.
They do. Kunsa Drilan Jay do. Then a Chichena Natalie, then Diana Kunsa that Kasa Roche Matum, that then a Gena that Jiva Chig.
Oh, do it already. Oh, did you? Yeah, yeah. Nana don't do.
No.
No, so choose somebody.
Sumba, Chuchu Sumba there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about Joshua? He was going to walk up there and walk down the church or anything?
Yeah, my pain, I'd sit in a lay lager, what? Dibar Shuna?
Chuchu Sumba there,
what? The Shela there.
Kala there, man.
No, there.
Oh, yeah, you could do that, Shala.
The Chuchu Chekhats, ne?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What did you not do much dash?
Then Geshe-la said, hang out.
Yeah.